Hello and welcome to JCI Nottingham's podcast, Connect, Share and Grow. I am your host, Phoebe Benter, JCI Nottingham's local president 2019. I am really excited to be back with another podcast, and today's interview is a special one. We are here in sunny France in the city of Lyon for JCI European Conference, and I'm really excited to be here and to have the opportunity to interview two amazing JCI advocates. Firstly, I have Per Christian from Norway, and he is the local president for JCI Innovation in Oslo. And we also have joining the podcast today, Christopher First from Germany. Christopher is the JCI Engagement Director assigned to Europe, and he also manages the JCI European Know-How Transfer. So welcome to the podcast, both of you.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Excellent. Well, just to begin with, I'll say, how have you found your European conference experience so far? We're in sunny Lyon, first day of sunshine. So how have you found it so far?
I mean, I've been here since Sunday already because okay. I'm part of the organizing team helping to give all delegates a great experience here.
Yeah.
And so far it's amazing. I mean, the team is working really hard. We have great program here, great keynotes, and yeah, it seems that everyone is enjoying it, so I'm happy.
Yeah. For me, the JCI conferences is really the pinnacle of being a JCI member. You know, we have thousands of people here from all over Europe and other parts of the world. And being able to meet all these wonderfully open, engaged people is, for me, really one of the best things about all of JCI.
Awesome. Well, just to begin with as well, I'll just like to know a little bit about each of you. So we'll start with you, Christian. If you'd just tell us a bit about yourself, your hobbies, you know, what you do outside JCI before we get into, you know, your official role and title. So yeah, what do you get up to outside JCI?
Outside of JCI? Well, I do have a normal daytime job, actually.
Do we?
I have bills to pay. And I am consultant manager of Altran Norway, which is an IT consultancy company where I'm a managed consultant basically. And outside really of JCI and that job, there is not much that time left because JCI takes a lot of my time, which I'm more than willing to give, by the way. But a little small detail about me that people maybe don't know. I love to ride my motorcycle, I do meditation, and I make homemade soap.
What?
Yes.
I'm sorry, that has never come up before. All right, very interesting. Just something, we met last year for the first time in Riga, and I remember our conversation. We were in a training and we were both like, what are you doing next year? You know, we haven't really got much of a plan, and surprise, this year we're both local presidents. So it is pretty interesting how the last couple of months have gone. And with yourself, Christopher, you're not actually a JCI member, but you work for JCI. So your question would be, you know, like, instead of like your hobbies and stuff, your role, you know, how did you get involved with JCI, your role?
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's, my story is usually quite different to the typical member story. I was, finishing university. I have a background in international relations. Okay. And then I saw this job opportunity. It involved lots of traveling. It involved like a good cause to serve. And it was exactly what I always wanted to do, working in an international non-profit organization. And yeah, then I learned about JCI, about the local impact we're doing. And I thought it's a great organization. And I want to do my part as well. So I became part of the JCI World Headquarter team. I had no idea what I was getting into.
Oh,
but...
well, like we all. I think that is normal, yes.
But so far, it has been a great experience.
How long have you been in the role?
So now it's for 3.5 years.
Oh, wow. So you've...
So I've been around. I've been traveling a lot for JCI. I've been on all the international events happening in Europe.
Excellent.
And yeah, it's a great experience so far.
Oh, perfect. So this podcast is mainly aimed at
you know, non-members, new members, and JCI board members. So, and it's basically for us to share, connect best practice. So that's what the conversation will hopefully be about this afternoon. So local president for JCI Innovation. Could you tell us why you joined JCI? When and why? You know, how did you?
It's actually very simple. I was invited. Yeah.
I'm trying not to laugh too loud. Yeah.
It's very simple. I was invited to an open JCI meeting in Oslo. Uh-huh. And when, after being there, I realized that the people here are very skilled and knowledgeable. I have a lot I can learn from these people. And I basically decided after one meeting, I'm joining these people.
Perfect.
That's it. Simple. Yeah.
And a little bit similar for me as well. I moved to Manchester after university. So it was just a new city, didn't really know much people. And, you know, JCI found it, and it was something that, you know, most of my best friends now were JCs. So, you know, similar kind of situation. And how long have you been a member?
Been a member for a bit more than 4 years.
Excellent. So could you tell us, currently you're local president, how did you progress? Did you... Right now, did you think you would be local president? I know that's a no from our conversation.
That's true. Always a no.
From our conversation last time. But how did you progress? Like, after you joined, what happened?
Well, I kind of just jumped into it. That's how I like to do things in life in general. I jump and try to figure out how to fly before I crash land. I became a local board member 2 months after joining the organization. I was elected as a local board member, which is kind of madness because you have no clue what you are elected into whatsoever. And it's beautiful and scary at the same time. So I learned JCI by being a local board member. That's basically how I got to know the organization. And I would advise everyone to do it if you are prepared to hit some small walls from time to time. It's fun and scary.
Learning by doing.
Yeah, and something learning by doing it wrong.
Yeah, not been told off. So that was, what was your actual first role then? What was your title?
I was Vice President of PR and Marketing.
PR and Marketing. And I know you do a bit on public speaking and debating. Could you tell us a bit more about that and last year?
Yeah, that's true. I'll keep it short. Last year, I was asked to join JCI Norway's debating team in European Congress in Riga. Actually, because someone else couldn't come. So I was just like, why don't they ask TK? Yeah. And we ended up winning the damn thing, which was wonderful. It was really one of my absolute highlights.
Yeah, I've seen pictures.
Yeah, I was euphoric. And you know, and we went on national radio in Norway after
I
that.
Saw, yeah, brilliant,
yeah,
yeah.
It was really fun. And you know, I just want to point out, to the purpose of these debating contests is being able to speak without really having prepared. You have to go on a stage 15 minutes after knowing the topic you're going to talk about. There's basically almost no preparation. And this prepares you magnificently in your work life and elsewhere to being able to speak nice and eloquently without barely having any preparation.
Yeah, that is a skill. So now, well done with that.
Thank you.
So now, Christopher, we'll turn to you for a minute. Could you tell us more about your current role then, your day-to-day tasks, any projects you're working on?
Sure. I mean, first of all, I'm happy to sit here with two outstanding local presidents, and for us,
thank you.
As the headquarters staff, like that is exactly what we try and want to see. Like, we are an international group of people who are trying to, in our daily work, really facilitate and support our members around the world. But being an international organization with over 100 national organizations and over 160,000 members, like, we sometimes miss that direct connection to the local level, right? But the local level is the most important level in JCI because they are doing the impact, they are doing the projects, the development opportunities and all that stuff. What we're doing in headquarters is we're providing tools and resources to JCI members that they can do, for example, the debating or public speaking. So all the materials produced for that, how to run a JCI debating, how to run JCI public speaking, that is produced in our offices, in headquarters. We share that with our members so that they can use these tools to run on international events like here at European Conference, but also on their local and national level. Me personally, I work a lot with, on one hand, the national presidents from all over Europe and the international officers assigned to Europe. So they have a plan of action, a strategic plan, and I'm helping them to reach their goals, support them wherever they need support, and being like a constant contact point with all the resources they might need. And another thing I'm doing is trying to engage young people wherever we can in the activities of JCI. So JCI is all about young active citizens. So we try to get that forum for these young active citizens, get them in contact with JCI organizations we already have. We're working with national organizations who are maybe struggling or need support. We're trying to support them wherever we can, but we also go into countries where there's no JCI yet and try to really find these outstanding young active citizens and support them wherever we can when they want to build up something from the ground.
Perfect. So could you tell us about any interesting projects at the minute that you're working on across Europe, or, you know, tell us a bit about that.
So our flagship project right now is the Step Up for Europe campaign.
Yes,
which is sometimes when we talk to members from JCI United Kingdom, they all get very scared very quickly just because of that very tense debate in media and everywhere, basically in the UK. But the Step Up for Europe campaign is not a, let's say, party political campaign. It's all about uniting young active citizens from all over Europe that they should engage in politics. We don't give them the direction what they should, what kind of positions they should go for, right? We just want to have young people at the table of the decision makers. We want to have the voices of young people heard. And that doesn't matter if it's within the European Union or outside. I mean, I have here two local presidents from countries which are either not part of the European Union or maybe don't want to be part of the European Union.
That is true. That is, you can't get any better than this, can you?
But I mean, we are all like, we don't, like, JCI Europe is more than, has more national organizations than the European Union has member states, right? We are in Turkey, we are in Russia, we are in Norway, Iceland, and so on. So for us, it's really getting young people engaged with the political stakeholders, be part of a debate, and also shape the debate. Because what we want to achieve with the Step Up for Europe campaign is to really engage young active citizens to shape the future of Europe, no matter how that would look like. But we believe it should be the young people who shape the future, because they are the ones living in the future.
Yeah, oh, that's excellent. And we've, I think we've all seen the Step Up for Europe campaign trekking across Europe and, you know, having some really amazing events. So hopefully, you know, that continues, you know, the butterfly effect or the ripple effect, and, you know, we could see some good results from that. So Per Christian, could you tell us how JCI has impacted on your current career, like your role? You know, you mentioned the public speaking, but I like to always find out how JCI is helping you individually, because, you know, you do things in a team and in a group, but personally, what have you got out of it career-wise? You know?
Well, it's very simple. I would not have my current job today if it hadn't been for JCI.
Serious?
Period. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And JCI, basically, I think it prepared me for responsibility. It prepared me for handling stress. It prepared me,
That's where.
That really, I've been through some really stressful periods successfully in JCI that has built me greatly as a person. It might scare people a bit, but it's the classical outside of your comfort zone thing, right?
Yeah.
And also working closely with a diverse set of people. So again, I just want to reiterate, I would not have the career I had today if it hadn't been for JCI.
That's amazing.
That's great.
That is really good. And for me as well, the personal development side of stuff, the training, and you know, like, you know, I did the debating at the public, the debating actually at one point, and it's, I was scared, and it's one of those stuff when you actually done it, you're like, oh, and you're around people who want to see you do good, so it's not an environment where everything's quite competitive, and you know, if you fail, it's terrible. You know, if you fail here, right, okay, try again. So that's really good to hear.
It's true, and JCI is an arena where you can fail, and you know, you talk about stress. I talk about stress. I think people often think a stress is a bad feeling and you should avoid it. That's wrong. It's a misconception. Stress is when you grow. When you are uncomfortable, you are growing, and you can't grow without being uncomfortable. Feeling uncomfortable is something that is good. It shouldn't be considered bad. You should seek the feeling of being uncomfortable up to a manageable degree, of course. It's good, and it's one thing I really learned in JCI. Find uncomfortable positions, jump into it, grow.
I was going to say something, but you know what, we're on a podcast, so I'm not going to go there. Again, yourself as a local president, what has been your favourite part or favourite thing about JCI?
My favourite thing about JCI, I love returning to this stress thing. This is personal. I'm not saying this is for everyone, but I'm a guy who needs to get, I need to get a proper kick in the ass into uncomfortable situations from time to time. Can I say ass on the podcast?
Let's not say it again.
But my favorite situation in, I think in JCI, was when I decided to go for the election to the national board in Norway. At the same time, the elections, they happen at our national convention. The national convention started on a Friday. On a Monday, I decided to go for that position.
Yeah.
Simultaneously, I was responsible for our national debating contest that will happen the same weekend. To prepare for this position, you should really have a month. I had 5 days. It was basically 1 week of hell, literally, for me. Several times during that week, I was asking myself, why am I doing this? It's volunteer work. Uh-huh. I remember I woke up in the morning on a Wednesday, and I sat up in bed and realized there is nothing left. I was so tired. I just back to sleep. There is nothing in me anymore. I called my work and made some excuse and slept, until noon. And showing up on Friday, this first day of our national convention, I was dead tired and exhausted before it even began. However, on the Sunday, when all of this was done, I realized that I was a totally different person than I was 1 week ago.
Wow.
I had pushed myself through a hellish, stressful period. I had managed to do it, and I had grown tremendously in just one little short week. And that is my highlight, I think, of JCI.
Oh, that's really good. Interesting that you've had a lot on, and at the end of it, you could see growth in yourself. So I think that's it. And Christopher, you know, even if your staff, could you tell us, what's your favorite thing about JCI or JCI Europe?
I mean, for me, I said before shortly that sometimes we are missing the connection from the international to the local level, because there's just so many layers and so many boundaries, let's say, for communication. And I'm always excited to get in contact with the local members and see what kind of amazing projects or activities they are doing, and really seeing the actual impact they are doing. I mean, there's so many amazing projects all over the world, and especially in Europe, where I know more about by default, there's just such amazing projects. And then you get reaffirmed that when you see that, when you talk to the people, you get reaffirmed, okay, we're doing this for a reason. It's we're doing this for a cause, and we're not just doing it in a bubble, but we have actual tangible impact on our local communities, and that's just amazing.
Yeah, perfect. And, you know, there's, as is mentioned, there's so much amazing stuff happening, but I want to get down to what has been, you know, a challenge for you in this role, or what do you think has been a challenge for JCI, you know, Europe in general, something that we need to work on? You know, challenge could be something good.
Yes.
So, you know, what would you have to say on that?
I think one of our biggest challenges is that we have so many members who are doing amazing things, but most of society doesn't even know about it. I would say that kind of branding issue, or like that communication outside, often JCI stays in their own bubble. They do amazing projects, they're impacting their communities, but sometimes most part of the community doesn't even know about it, except those who have that positive impact, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's also a job where we need on all levels to work closer together to really spread out the message. We are doing good things, right? Advocating for the stuff we are doing and getting the message out. Because when we get the message out, we also get support. Let's say we have this amazing project, but we need funding to make it happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do we get that? If people know about us, they trust us because they've seen what we've done in the past. They know we can do it, and then it's easier to get them on board. If it's for funding or if it's for support, even like, you know, physical support on certain stuff. So really like spreading the message out and getting everyone on board, and that's, I think, something we can work on.
I think that's something that I did get from the opening ceremony. What's our VP? Is it Victor?
Yes.
And he mentioned about not just being in our JCI world, but reaching out and like letting people know what we're doing. And I think that's so important. And again, we're doing such amazing stuff, you know, each chapter. And again, we're not getting the reach or the leverage, so we need to start, you know, collaborating, looking outside, you know, people who are doing similar stuff to us, and, you know, work with them. So, you know, the impact will be a lot bigger.
Exactly. And even like, even inside the organization, I mean, sometimes when I talk to local presidents or local members, it's like they sometimes feel like alone, like they don't know where to start, you know, like they're very small, they don't have all the knowledge, all the tools, everything they need. And here, I really just want to encourage everyone who's in a local position right now, or a local member, like the national level, but also the international level, we are here to help. Like, we have lots of tools and support, and we want to support wherever we can.
Perfect. We'll definitely be reaching out to you now. Now you've said that. Yeah, we'll have his details later to share. So there you go.
If I can follow up on what Christopher said here, I absolutely agree with you, and I am in that position. You know, I realized that if there is a problem, I am the top of the problems. I don't really have anyone above me that can help me out. Our national board are concerned with more strategic planning. That's what they do. If I have a problem, a concrete problem in my organization, it comes to me, I have to fix it. Sometimes that's lonely. On the other hand, it also teaches you responsibility in a rough way. Like, you are the end, you have to fix it. There's no one above you. It's scary, but it you grow when you have that. But I totally agree with what you said regarding the how to connect from the international to the national.
Yeah.
Work on that.
Yes. Yeah.
And for yourself, what has been a challenge for you in your local chapter? I know you've been on a national board as well.
Correct.
In the past. So, you know, what have you found to be a challenge, you know, both local, national, and your...
I think the challenge is trying to motivate our local members, and your listeners, you cannot see Phoebe's face right now, but she absolutely agreed with me on that one. It is sometimes difficult to make people understand what JCI really is about, and if you work, see, in a board and you do a little bit of, say, secretary-ish work now and then, that's not really JCI. I thought of an analogy the other day. Imagine you are a member of a great football team And they do...
Manchester City.
Yeah, for instance.
I don't know. Here?
Yeah. For instance, Manchester City. You love to play football. You're on a great team. But you have to train twice a day, 6 days a week. If you are a member of that team and you train once every Monday, you are not going to be part of that great team and the achievements of that team. You actually have to attend those trainings twice every week to really see what JCI is. That's not necessarily easy to convince people to commit this much time. If you commit just a little bit, you're going to end up as a football player on a great team. You will never be on the pitch. You will never see what it's about. You'll never be in the middle of that stadium hearing the roar of the audience as you make a goal. It takes commitment, and that's, I think, is a great challenge.
Yeah. I think for myself as well, in my local chapters, you know, we're just under 2 years. But yeah, motivation and engagement is something that, you know, we need to keep on top of, because, as you know, we have bigger chapters and there's a lot of members, but not active members, and that is, you know, that's a problem. And when we have a small team as well, you know, you don't want people to be overworked, and you know, finding JCI is a burden, because that's the last thing you want them to feel like, oh, you know, it's a burden. And I keep telling myself all the time, I am a volunteer, but you know, I keep doing everything, you know, to keep us afloat. But yeah, there's something about motivation, engagement, and you know, what ticks, what made that person join us in the beginning, and what we need to do to keep them, you know, active and excited about JCI. And that's why I love events like this, you know, the conferences and even national conferences and other events. For them to go outside the local chapter and see what everybody else is doing, meet people from other chambers, you know, here in Europe, meeting people from across Europe and international. It just makes them see the bigger picture. It's my sister's first European conference, and you know, she's having an amazing time. She's like, this is brilliant, and we're already having pom-poms and stuff for next year. You know, we're getting ready for next year. So it's that excitement to, you know, now she's go back in full of energy. So, you know, I think it's good, all the stuff in a local chapter, but I think members do need to go out and see what else is happening. You know, it's just, you won't get that experience just in a local chapter. As you said, you'll just be the secretary making notes, but you know, what else is there? And, you know, I think that's something we've been pushing in our chapter, getting the members out to local events, national events, other events, meeting members from different chambers, just for them to see, you know, it's not just us, there is more. And if you speak to somebody, they're probably feeling exactly how you're feeling, so you're not alone. So that's something we're working on, and I don't know if you have anything to say on that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for me, I hear that a lot. I mean, that's not just an issue, let's say, in Oslo or Nottingham, but this is, I think it's a generational thing, that the younger generation, they are just not as, the attention span is maybe not as high as it was in the past, and they have like different needs. And I think what's really important is to find what the potential members are passionate about and give them a platform to work on that passion within the organization. Not every member who is a member in the local organization has to have a local board position, because that's maybe not what they're interested in, but they're very interested in running projects or doing other things. So just giving them that platform as a local organization, because often it's like a chicken and hen thing, right? The people are not coming to the local meetings, then nothing happens at the local meetings, or the local meetings are not happening because people are not expecting people. So it's always like, okay, what comes first? And I think it's really important to address the new generation in a way they can get more engaged. And yeah, really trying to find their passion and give them a platform to work on that passion.
Yes. So we're about to wrap up now, and I'll let you, Per Christian, ask the last question here as a guest to our another guest. So we'll wrap up.
Okay. I want to ask a question to everyone in the podcast, including myself today.
So okay.
I want all of us to answer the question. Yeah. If you were going to give one piece of advice to a new JCI member, what would it be?
Well, I would say, as I just talked about, follow your passion and really make it work. Put all in it and everyone on board, and then it can happen. Like, nothing is too big to achieve.
Yeah. I'll say mine will be just do it. Don't hold yourself back, because, you know, I know a lot of people, including myself, I was holding myself back from doing stuff. And, you know, once I've done it, it's like, oh, why was I scared? So if you want to do something, just do it, you know, get involved. And it's the perfect place, the perfect platform to do stuff like that. So that would be my one last piece of advice.
Well, I'll answer my own question then too.
Yeah.
First, I totally support both of you are saying, and I think my answer is really in line with what you are saying too. Slightly more concrete, get to one of the international conferences, either the European conference, the World Conference, or one of the other regional conferences. Join that. That's where you really see what JCI is about, how large and international, exciting group it is.
Yeah.
You never know what happens here. You go to another foreign country and bam. And
yes.
Totally unexpected things happening. And it's so great. It's so much fun. It's so much learning. It's so much meeting from friends for life.
Yeah.
I can't say that word, bum, two, one, no. International conferences.
Yeah, and we'll just end it with what happens in Leon stays in Leon.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening, and we'll be back for another podcast later on in the month.